Yeah, I think you've made a good point there because I think people will use it and it's great and it is very bold the fact that it's trying to be one method of how to do BIM. On that one side, it might inspire a lot of people to use it and to work in that way. But on the other side, people might use it and think, actually, I've got a better way of doing this and I might try my own way. Someone else might try their own way. So it could open up another can of worms and there could be even more fragments to the approach, but we'll find out in due course, I guess. Moving towards your presentations as well, you talk at quite a few events about BIM and also you've wrote a number of publications as well throughout your career, and the most recent, I believe, being BIM on the construction site, providing hidden information on task-specific drawings. Do you have plans to release any more journals in the future?
Yes, as a research organization, 20% of our turnover is really doing on the fundamental side of applied research. We also have to do publications on that. So about one day a week doing actual fundamental research that really needs to be put in a publication because of the funding. So I produce about two or three publications a year, and actually working on two publications right now. One is together with Arto Kiviniemi again, and it's trying to look at a new BIM levels approach. So the current BIM levels of 0, 1, 2, and 3, everyone talking about level 3. We think that now that the whole industry is really on the level 2, maybe it's time to have an improved look on how we're going to define the third level. So we're working on that together now with Arthur. It's a very theoretical approach, but really interesting for us as well on how people look at the current BIM levels schema and how we can maybe can improve that.
Very, very interesting stuff indeed. There's a lot of plans in the works there, and it's great that you're collaborating with Arto again, most definitely. As mentioned at the start of the interview, you are the man to reach for BIM research and development at TNO. Can you give a brief overview to the listeners about a typical day in your job?
I really don't have a typical day. I think in general, like I said, 20% of our work is very on the fundamental experimental side. So there's a high-risk experiments that the normal industry doesn't do. And that part is also government-funded. So 20% of our turnover for high-risk experimental stuff is government-funded. Then when we find something there, about 30% is the next phase of the project. 30% of our turnover is trying to make a prototype of that technology. So together with industry partners in a consortium, actually building a prototype of something new. The rest, 50% of the turnover is, as we call, contract research. So that's just an industry partner walking in with a question and we're trying to do research to answer that question. And in that part, it's also a very broad spectrum of questions. So it's really government bodies working in with a high-level strategic advice question, but also just a single guy consultant that has an IFC issue problem. So every day is different. Every project is completely different. It's a really diverse job, and it's really nice for a guy like me that's bored pretty quickly. So it's perfect.
That sounds good. There's a lot of different things to do, and you're definitely going to be occupied. And with the interview so far, we've seen that you definitely have got yourself thrown into many different types of project. Now, just before we get to the quickfire questions, I want to talk about the Open Source BIM Collective as well, that you are the founder of. Now, for anyone who doesn't know, the Collective is a series of tools that you've devised and that people can use to aid them with their BIM projects. There's a lot of different things you've been working on. The BIM server, which is the main thing which people may know you for. But there's also the IFC OpenShell plugin for BIM Server. There is BIMQL, which stands for Building Information Model Query Language. There's also BIM Surfer, plus many more fantastic tools and creations that you've came up with. Some of them haven't always worked either, and you've been honest about that, and you're developing them constantly, trying to improve them when necessary. So can you maybe give a brief rundown of some of the work that you've done as part of the collective, and perhaps explain which you're most proud of?
Like you said, it indeed started with BIM Server, which is a project I think started 5 or almost 6 years ago. And like I said, we're a research organization doing research. And normally you do research and you read papers and you do some interviews and you try to do some prototyping. And then we made it open source and put it out there. And every time we have another project, we try to reuse what's there. So instead of throwing prototypes away and just delivering reports as a result of research, we're trying to throw it on a stack that we call BIM Server, and hope that others will use it as well and have some game from it. And in the recent 5 years, BIM Server had a graphical user interface and a viewer, but we decided it was better not to have all that in one software package. So we kind of split that, and all of a sudden we had three software packages that were interconnected with each other. Other people came in, other developers came in. So there's kind of a movement that was going on that had different software tools with different people working on it. So that also got a name, and it was a name in the Open Source BIM Collective. And it's kind of gaining weight also recently. People are joining in, and you asked the question what I'm most proud of, and actually I think that is what I'm most proud of, the people that are involved. I mean, Ruben Allard is very unknown in the industry, but it's a guy that kind of built BIM Server from scratch. He's really a genius. And Thomas from IFC OpenShell, who was just frustrated by not having good available IFC software development kits, he got angry over a weekend and he made IFC OpenShell, which is now, after a couple of years, by far the best IFC renderer that is out there.
Well, Leon, it's been an absolutely fantastic interview today. Really interesting to hear more about yourself, but also the state of BIM adoption in the Netherlands as well. Just before you go, though, we've learned about you professionally, and it's time to learn more personally as well, because it's time for the quickfire crunch time questions that are going to be coming your way. Are you ready for those?
Yes.
Okay, well, it is crunch time. What is an interesting fact about yourself, Leon?
An interesting fact. I think the most interesting fact, if there are any, is that I'm a cycling enthusiast. I own my own bicycle brand, which is Berlotti.
Oh, wow. I did not know that. That. Sack the researcher. I should have known that. but I didn't. So that's fantastic. Now, what is your biggest phobia?
Snakes.
Snakes. Oh, not falling off your bike. that might have been one, but snakes. Fair enough. What is your favorite food?
Yes. Food is my favorite. Absolutely. I really love food, can't be enough. But when I have to choose, I really love Italian and Mexican foods.
Nice. Any particular burritos or any particular type?
As much as possible.
Just as much as possible, right? Fair enough. Yeah, now, what is your party trick?
My party trick? I'm a really boring guy. I don't have party tricks. My only party trick is that I can turn water into ice. It just takes a couple of hours and people don't have the guts to wait for it.
Fair enough. Now, that's always good for a party, though, so at least it's functional. If you were to cook someone a meal that you make best, what would it be?
I'm very good at pancakes.
Oh, yes. I like the sound of that, most definitely. Now, what is your favorite album of all time?
A musical album, you mean?
Yes.
I think that would be Cocoon Crash from Case Choice. Might be a little bit unknown in the UK.
Yeah, I'll have to put a link to that in the article so people can check that out. And finally, what is your proudest achievement?
I have a beautiful son and another one coming up in August.
Oh, fantastic.
I think that is by far my greatest achievement.
Well, congratulations on that, and the time is up. So, Leon, it's been an absolutely fantastic interview. Very much enjoyed chatting to you today. Before you go, where can people find you on social media and your web links and things? Where can they get in touch with you if they'd like to?
I'm all over the place. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm very active on Twitter. So just Google Berlotti and you will find not only the bicycles, but all my social media accounts.
Awesome. So if you want to get in contact with the man for BIM and bikes, it's Leon. So we know that now. So Leon, thank you very much for your time today. And BIM Crunch listeners, if you enjoyed this interview, there'll be another edition of Crunch Time in 2 weeks' time. So until then, have a good day.